everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander, Ed's engineering and producing our show on this, the 20th of October, 2015. Hope you're having a good day. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. We live stream the show at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. That's my website, where we also have all of our podcasts and really pretty much every show we've done over the last 5 years or so. We're going to begin with a newsmaker interview. Diane Douglas is on the live line, Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Arizona. Shelley Fishman will be along at 20 past the hour, certified financial planner. Shelley, going to give me a thumbs up or a, no, you give me a kind of thumbs sideways. So that means the market is going sideways. 12:30, it's our monthly Cox Business Report. We profile a different nonprofit every month, and this month we're profiling Hearts That Purr. It's a program for people that make sure their feline friends are taken care of after they're gone. And we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. The live line number 790-2040. Our Facebook page is under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and also we're on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now Diane Douglas, the Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Arizona. Superintendent, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent, Bill. Thank you. Hey, I want to congratulate you. I don't think I've ever been interviewed by a Hall of Famer before.
Well, thank you very much. It was an exciting event up there in the Valley at the Talking Stick Resort. They took very good care of us on Thursday, and it was kind of intimidating giving a speech before all of your peers, 300 or 400 people in a room. Have to say I was a little bit nervous, Diane.
Well, I'm pleased for you. That's a wonderful thing for you and for your family to have recognition.
Thank you very much. You've been very busy all over the state with your talking about your AZ Kids Can't Afford to Wait plan for education. How is that being received, Superintendent?
The plan is being very well received, as always. You know, we invite everyone to the meetings, and we just look forward to having more parents come out all the time. We had a great group up in Sholo last week, you know, but I want to make sure that the parents and the citizens of Arizona in particular, that this plan gets to them, because you know what? It's their education system for their children.
What is the bottom line to your plan? And we don't have time really to go into the whole thing, but give me kind of your elevator speech on this plan.
Well, we talk about a couple of key issues. Obviously, what we heard loud and clear across the state was funding and better pay for our classroom teachers. It didn't matter whether we were in, you know, urban or rural, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican areas, loud and clear. People want their teachers paid more. We talk about parental rights, and we talk about, you know, valuing our teachers in other ways, too.
And teachers not doing as well as other states. That survey that came out, Arizona teachers really are among the lowest paid in the country. That's not a big surprise to probably many people in the state. Your plan does address this, I take it.
Yes, it does. You know, we know that there's carryover from the previous budget year. We know that revenues are coming in well ahead of projections, and I also know that money will get spent, and I can't think of a better way to use it than for Arizona children and to help our teachers get the compensation that they deserve. So we address it, but we have an ongoing plan, not only how it will impact the next couple years, but then we want to switch over to a more substantive usage of the state land trust assets, but we want to do it in a way that doesn't hurt the corpus or the principle of the land trust, because as much as that belonged to children 100 years ago, it belongs to today's children, it belongs to children 100 years from now. So we must ensure that we protect.
Your plan calls for coming up with a $400 million more this year and every year from now on to go into public education, and it's quite similar to the Democratic plan. Are you getting good response from the Democrats on this?
I've sat down and spoke with Representative Meyer about it, mm-hmm. and, you know, everybody wants to support their own plan, but I think we can come to the table and we can work out what's best for Arizona children, and I mean that being all players, all sides.
These legal battles that folks have read about with you and the education, state education board, how would you characterize your relationship with them? And what, for those who haven't been following it closely, what's this all about?
Well, it's really about, very clearly about what's written in state statute and who sets the policy and who implements the policy. The policies that come from the board. And statute is really very clear in those areas, but for some reason, some people seem to think there's ambiguities. So to protect the sovereignty of the office I'm privileged to hold, not just for me as an office holder, but for superintendents years from now, there's just some legal issues that need to be resolved. And, you know, I have confidence that they'll get resolved. And we move on from there. You know, it's just some basic legal questions that all organizations at some point or another have come forward. But in the meantime, you know, each and every day is spent on the kids of Arizona. So, that's our priority.
Well, I want to ask you about now, you've been in office, be coming up on almost a year in January. How would you characterize the experience for you? Is it what you thought, or is this something completely different? What are your words? How do you characterize it?
You know, I'm just so privileged. You know, until you're in a seat, you never know what to expect exactly. It was the same when I was elected to school board. There were just some things that you don't think about, you don't anticipate. But there's nothing, in my opinion, that we do as a state that's more important than educating our children. And that's first and foremost in my mind every single day. It's first and foremost in the minds of the people who work for the Department of Education, and we are just thankful and privileged to be serving the people of Arizona.
You have been out, as I said at the beginning of the interview, you've been on the road talking with a lot of people, and I do want to point out you're going to be, where did that go? I had that in front of me. You'll be in Tucson on November the 19th from 6 to 7 o'clock at the Catalina Magnet High School Auditorium for part of your listening tour. Is that correct?
Correct, Bill. But we're also we're working right now to add a second event in Tucson on the 18th. The plan is to be 6 to 7. Again, we don't have a venue. We're working on that right now. It'll be kind of up in the Oro Valley area so that we can have two. We feel Tucson deserves two events and two opportunities to hear this.
Okay. You had had your predecessor in the office had a very rocky relationship, to put it mildly, with our school board here in Tucson, the Tucson Unified School District. How is your relationship with Dr. H.T. Sanchez, who, by the way, will be with me tomorrow here on the program?
You know, what we're both working towards is the best interests of the students. We've made some changes up here in the Department of Education. We have committees, if you will, action committees to bring forward and address Latino American, African American, Native American issues and bring those communities to work together. So we have more culturally inclusive practices for not just the children of Tucson, but for the children all across Arizona. And, you know, this is what I talked to Superintendent Sanchez about. We don't want critical race theory taught in the classroom. We want curriculum and standards that will bring all the students together. And so, you know, we're working on that under the it wasn't a penalty that was imposed, but you know, my predecessor issued a letter just before leaving office, and the department is able to work very cooperatively with Superintendent Sanchez. We help them with lesson plans and curriculum instruction. We're willing to aid them in any way we can to make sure the right information is getting to the children and to make sure that their education is advantageous to them.
So you would call it a positive professional relationship with the superintendent?
But we have a positive relationship, but he knows that I'm adamant that what happens not just in Tucson but anywhere in Arizona must be in compliance with the law.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go here in a few moments, but we will bring you back. I think we've got you scheduled to talk more in November. We're going to do a half hour with you because there was so much more to discuss about, you know, these failing schools. Should they be given grades? That quick response to that.
Well, as you know, the A through F letter grade has been suspended for the time being, and the department is working to create an alternative plan. And one of the things I want to see, whether it's letter grades, whether it's labels, whether it's whatever we use, that it be more inclusive and take into account for far more than just a one-shot test that is given to students at the end of a school year.
Okay, Superintendent Douglas, thank you very much for spending part of your lunch hour with us. I appreciate it.
Glad to do it. I look forward to seeing you in November, Bill.
Thank you very much. Diane Douglas, Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Arizona. We are coming up now on 12:16, the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Shelley Fishman is with me, and we're going to talk about the market and some other things, kind of go local a bit here, too. That's coming up next. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. And the Buckmaster Show wants to thank one of our fine sponsors, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson, that mile-high elevation. So nice this time of year. Mild days and rather cool nights. And, hey, the autumn color in the Gila National Wilderness. What a great time to go hiking there in Silver City. Great places to stay like Spirit Canyon Lodge and Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park. You can find out about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Here's the man we consult for our financial advice, certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. First of all, Shelley, thank you very much for sitting in this chair last Tuesday hosting the show.
My pleasure, Bill, and welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great experience. We're up in Portland and along that Columbia River Gorge there. Such a beautiful drive.
I'll bet.
Great. I go away for a week, and it was actually pretty good for the market.
This is not the first time that's happened.
I know.
By the way, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's when I go away, the market finds daylight to the north, and it seems to find, Shelley, some stability.
It does. And we're back, I think, in a place where we can move the recovery forward. Now, I'm not suggesting that we've hit the floor and that, you know, the volatility has gone away. But on days when we've opened negative, we've wound up closing either flat or positive. Yesterday was a good example. And we're about 500 points down on the Dow for the year. But I think that the S&P 500 is in positive territory. And I'm not sure I need to remember the number, but I think the NASDAQ is also in positive territory for the year, or just about flat. So what we're seeing now, I think, is a lot of the turmoil kind of baked in.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the price already, though every time I say that,
yeah,
you know, we get an announcement from the Fed or from Russia or from China, and the market goes kalooey. But, you know, that's just the nature of the business.
Was there supposed to be a Fed, or is there a Fed meeting still in October?
There's one in October.
But nothing was expected.
No.
The December one, there might be some action.
There's been some talk about an October movement, but I think that's kind of gone away. What I'm seeing, interestingly, is the odds are now in favor of nothing in December. Now, you and I have talked about that all year long. I think that at least my prediction is that the Fed chairman has to do something in December, if for no other reason than to get the ball rolling and to bring back the credibility mm-hmm. of what she's been talking about and for the past, 8-10 months.
And we have, again, the stability has led you, and some fairly positive days, has led you to revise your year-end forecast.
Yeah, the year-end forecast for the S&P is exactly where it was. I'm saying 8 to 10% up. So we've got about 8 to 10% to go mm-hmm. in the last quarter. I'm revising my forecast for the Dow down 2 points, 6 to 8%. But I'm leaving alone the forecast for GDP growth at north of 3, and the unemployment at 5.
And here in Arizona, we constantly, here in Tucson, we compare ourselves to Phoenix. Job growth has been dramatically higher in the Phoenix area than Tucson. Are we doing something wrong here in Tucson, or is it a case where, hey, that's the big city and we're kind of an afterthought?
That's a great question. If people are going to retire, if they're going to invest, if they're going to do the things they need to do, then they have to have jobs. They have to have security, and those jobs have to be good-paying jobs. And here in Tucson, we are among the lowest in the country in terms of our average salaries. Mm-hmm. Also, the recovery rate as we move out of the Great Recession has been slower than just about anywhere in the country. I think we're number two. And significantly lower than the state. And the state has been a laggard. So the state has gone from number one or two top in terms of inward movement and growth down to the very bottom. So we're kind of the worst of the worst. That's not a good thing to be. And the answer to your question, Bill, directly is you can't really compare Phoenix and Tucson any longer. In the 70s and 80s, Tucson and Phoenix went in very different directions.
Yes.
In terms of what we thought we wanted to be when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you that I believe those decisions appear to have been ill-founded in many, many ways. The decisions that were made down here in Tucson, and also some of the decisions that were made up in Phoenix. Phoenix is one vast piece of concrete and blacktop, and they have just destroyed the environment up there.
Mm-hmm.
But job growth is good.
Yeah.
You know, you can see the kind of construction. Now, Phoenix was absolutely devastated in the Great Recession because of speculation in real estate. But it seems to have had what I call critical mass. Now, keep in mind, the population up there is about five times what our population is down here. And we have never been able to build up the critical mass that allows us to weather a bad economic downturn. When I moved here in 1988, we were just at the end. The rest of the country was coming out of mm-hmm. A recession.
Mm-hmm.
But Tucson was in the midst of it. We have always been unable or barely able to attract the kind of manufacturing mm-hmm. and the kind of middle management jobs. And I think there has been some reasons for that you can attribute to our politics and to what we thought we would be able to kind of do. We're overly dependent on the government. There's been a number of discussions recently in the media about where Tucson is and why we're lagging behind the state. I think there's a general consensus, though certainly not shared by everybody, that the past 4 years have been a turn in the right direction
mm-hmm.
and that we're beginning to see that turnaround pay off in terms of growth downtown, in terms of job growth, in terms of some salary increases. But it's not enough. And what we're not seeing is the kind of real attractiveness of the area to manufacturing. And what I think we need to do is get an alliance going, a better alliance, if you will, between the business community and
our
elected officials, mm-hmm. but also, even more importantly, mm-hmm. our staff, the city and county
right.
staff, so that when problems are identified, they can be discussed openly and with some trust
mm-hmm.
so that you don't believe, if you're a business owner, that there's going to be retribution against you if you really give specifics. But as much progress has been made. There are so many more ideas out there that could be implemented to bring growth to this community. Now, this whole view of Tucson is looking southward to Mexico, to exports to Mexico, to bringing in people, consumers from Mexico. This whole inland port and this corridor is tremendously exciting. We have to stop looking back and backward to some good old day that never really existed. We have to look forward. And I see an alliance or a series of alliances between the business community and our local government, both city and county, as being critical to that growth. You know, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you don't get to necessarily choose the government you want. You get to work with, however, the government you have. And I think that that ought to be something that we really rely on businesses to do, is to be out there working with the people who are making policy decisions to make it better. And the only way they can make it better, by the way, you know, you live in a bubble if you're in government a little bit. The only way you can make it better is if you're really inundated with ideas and not just given the idea. You know, don't dump an idea on me. Tell me how to implement it and work with me as a an official, an elected official or an appointed staff person to make things happen.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, what's the best way to reach you?
BuckmasterShow.com. Hit the hyperlink to me and I return the call.
Thank you, Shel. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or the station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pest and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
If you're ready to landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, paint it, plant it, drill it or grill it, better get to the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Fall Home and Garden Show, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, with free TCC parking. Sponsored by Patio Pools and Spas, Kinetico, Mattress Firm, Tucson Electric Power, and Russet Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount admission coupons at SabaHomeShow.com. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show. It's the best home show ever built.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Discipline and drive aren't on the shelf at the corner store. They're a part of who you are and the business you're building. We get it. That's why Cox Business and Inc. magazine invite you to attend Get Started Tucson. Join us for this free one-day live event Thursday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Tucson. This is your chance to network with other innovators and entrepreneurs, to learn from experts on how to secure funding, and to watch contest finalists pitch their big idea for a prize package worth thousands. Visit coxblue.com/getstartedtucson to reserve your spot. It's free to attend with complimentary drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Don't miss Get Started Tucson, presented by Cox Business and Inc. magazine. It's Thursday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Tucson. RSVP today at coxblue.com/getstartedtucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Okay, Ed, that's really good cat music. I can see a cat walking along, strutting along to that kind of music. Go ahead, Jean Marie. You might want to hear a little bit of this and whether you think Ed's selection was good. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that sounds like cat music to
doesn't
me.
Doesn't it, though? All right. The following segment is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. I want to thank Cox. This is really wonderful what they do. They sponsor this segment on our show every month, and they're urging everyone to really support our vibrant nonprofit community. Our monthly nonprofit profile presented by Cox Business, spotlighting this month an organization called Hearts That Purr, Feline Guardians, which was created by my guest, Jean Marie Schiller McGinnis, a local businesswoman and cat lover. Like myself, Jean Marie, nice to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me on the show, Bill.
So what's the backstory with this organization?
Well, Hearts That Purr Feline Guardians is it's a cat rescue organization, obviously. We're all volunteers, but our mission is very specialized. We focus our efforts entirely on helping older cats who find themselves homeless after their owners become terminally ill, incapacitated, or have passed on. And we found that there's a need out there for older cats who end up in shelters because it's not the best place for them, and older cats are the hardest group of cats to find new homes for. And we found that there were many people, they don't make any provisions for their pet, and so when they find a cat finds itself homeless like this, sometimes it doesn't end up faring too well for the cat. We thought there needed to be another option out there to the typical animal shelter.
Well, cat owners probably assume, well, if upon my demise, someone will come along and take the cat in and take care of everything.
Yeah, pretty
much. That's the assumption,
much.
Isn't it?
The assumption some kind stranger or a rescue organization will step in and take care of their cat and find a wonderful new home for it.
It won't happen, though, usually.
You know, it's very sad to say that, but when we first founded this organization in 2013, my thought was that we were going to be exclusively dealing with true orphaned cats, mm-hmm. cats whose owners had passed on and left no person, friend or, you know, family member to care for them. And that was the case with our very first two rescue cats. They belonged to a 99-year-old woman who did not have any friends or family when she died, and the cats were going to be euthanized, and we took them in and took care of them for the rest of their lives. I thought it was all going to be like that, but then once we started doing this, I realized very sadly that the majority of cats who become homeless when their owners pass on do have family or friends who are capable of taking care of them, but for various reasons choose not to.
Jean Marie, tell me, what is the best way to set this up? How does someone make sure that the needs are taken care of for their cats?
Well, there are so many ways a person can do this if they plan ahead. There are many rescue organizations now throughout the country that have some type of guardian program like ours. Mm-hmm. They offer different things for a person who plans ahead, and most of them, you know, at the very least, they have guaranteed intake at the time the cat needs a home so that you don't have to worry about the cat, you know, being homeless. But and then a promise of finding a new home for the cat. But people can plan for this in their wills, a pet trust, a simple pet protection agreement that you can download from LegalZoom.com. The main thing is, though, is that most people have never even broached the subject with the person they assume is going to take care of their cat. And part of our mission is to educate the public of the importance of planning for all their companion animals. You know, we deal with cats only, but this applies to people with dogs, horses, iguanas, whatever you have. These animals rely on you for their life, and if you're no longer there for them, you have to plan for their continued care.
A good place to start is your website, right? heartsthatpurr.org.
That's correct. We do have a feline guardian program that is a pre-planned arrangement where someone can make a provision for a cat to come to us in the event that the owner predeceases the cat. And we have an outline on our program, which is really a very comprehensive program as opposed to many shelters, because the focus of our efforts here is strictly senior cats who outlive their owners. So we provide a different type of environment and care. And we do participate with the planning of the care. So if an owner has special care instructions for their pet, these are things we talk to with people and see what can be done so all of their desires can be achieved if in fact, you know, they predecease their pet.
So folks would hook up with you. Would they then have to pay your organization, or how does it work?
We don't require any upfront costs. There's no enrollment fee. All we really require is a person makes a plan mm-hmm. and provide only in the event the cat has to come into our care. Mm-hmm. So statistically, most people will outlive their cat or dog, whatever, but it doesn't always turn out that way. So you know, when you plan ahead like this, it's for something you may never, ever need, but it gives you peace of mind in case something should happen to you. And the main thing I do want to bring up is that, you know, our program was designed for cat owners who felt they did not have trusted family or friends to take care of their cat in case something happened to them. But they also were completely opposed to having their cat go to a shelter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, shelters do wonderful work, and they save so many homeless animals. And it's a very hard job for anybody to do. But when you are talking about senior cats who have been spoiled and pampered their entire life.
Oh, yes, yes.
I've
got one.
You've got one, I'm
yeah,
sure.
I do.
Can you imagine Princess finding herself one day at the pound?
No, she was at the pound. That's where I found her originally. And she talking so many. She's a very vocal cat, and I'm sure that some people just didn't want to put up with it. And I'm sure she would, at 15 years old, she would have a lot of trouble finding being adopted.
And senior cats do have a hard time. And let's face it, you know, when you go to a shelter, most people are looking for kittens. Mm-hmm. They want young, playful cats.
Right.
Older cats that are not used to an active home. Maybe they've lived with a senior. They've had a very quiet life with not a lot of strangers. They get very fearful in a shelter. They're not used to being caged. There's a lot of noises and smells that makes them frightened. And an older cat that's labeled fearful in a shelter will probably end up being euthanized to make room for a more highly adoptable animal.
Are you having any success with your long-term foster program?
Well, I don't want to say anything, but yes, we do. We are on the way to placing some mm-hmm. older kitties with seniors in a long-term foster care arrangement. And this is a program I would love to tell your listeners about, because this particular group will be working with an assisted living community. Mm-hmm. But this program is available to anyone who might be listening. You know, if you think that you could benefit from having a feline companion in your home, or you know somebody who could use the companionship, our program is really designed. It's a little different than adoption. It's designed to place an older cat who might have, you know, some special needs or perhaps none at all, but it really needs to live by itself with one person, no other cats.
Right.
And so while we don't operate a shelter and we use foster homes that are not crowded, still for some cats, just living with another cat could be very stressful for them. And so these cats are ideal to be placed in a foster home. Well, our program is designed to take care of all the cat's needs and expenses. For people who might feel that adopting a senior cat would be expensive for them, they couldn't afford the vet bills, or perhaps, you know, they may be older themselves and they worry about what would happen to the cat if something happened to them, so they think it wouldn't be prudent to adopt. This might be an ideal way to get a cat back in their lives.
That's wonderful. Jean Marie Schiller McGinnis, a local businesswoman who has, and she loves cats, obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
She's doing a great job with heartsthatpurr.org. That is the website, relatively new organization, but a lot of folks talking about it. The Arizona Daily Star, that's how I heard about you. They had a nice piece in the Star a month or so ago about your organization. That's how I first heard mm-hmm. about you.
Yep. And wow, we were really pleased with mm-hmm. that article.
Yeah.
We didn't really know what would be in the article.
Yeah,
I think
good.
We were mostly talking about helping cats whose owners have passed on. But I think it got the message out. And we
it
got
did.
A lot of positive feedback from that, from people who have, you know, people who even consider euthanizing their mm-hmm. cat in the event they died. First, and because they didn't want them in a shelter, that now they're aware there's another option.
All right. There. Hearts That Purr, Feline Guardians, that's the option. And we want to thank Cox Business, presenting our monthly nonprofit. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Be right back.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm going over the checklist for our holiday party at Reed Park Zoo.
Santa, music, falling snow, twinkling lights, and food are already going to be there. Reed Park Zoo takes care of everything.
I didn't realize it would be so easy.
Honey, all you have to do is call and book the party.
Whether you're hosting a formal wedding or a casual barbecue, the Reed Park Zoo provides a fun environment for an unforgettable event. For more information about booking your next get-together, visit reedparkzoo.org.
Are you tired all the time, finding it hard to lose weight or get results at the gym? Maybe you've lost the desire to exercise at all. We may be able to help. At Epic Health, we do a free health screening worth $1,600 that screens for testosterone levels, vitamin deficiencies, various cancers, and a lot more. Epic Health is located at Grant and Swan at Crossroads East by Outback Steakhouse. Call 448-0401 or visit epicmenshealth.com. That's E-P-O-C-H, menshealth.com. Real doctors, real medicine, Epic Health.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where this week's Arts Report, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater, presenting a not-to-be-missed fall season of shows, events, and classic films. On Sunday, November 1st, the Fox Theater welcomes Craig Wayne Boyd, multi-instrumentalist and prolific songwriter. He is the 2014 winner of the TV show The Voice. So Boyd's sound is rooted in Southern traditional country with a slight gospel influence, all wrapped around a kind of rebellious flair. So you can find out more about all the great shows coming up at the Fox, including the tickets to see the dynamic Craig Wayne Boyd on November 1st at Fox Tucson Theater by visiting foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. What's going on in the arts this week?
It's a busy time. There's a lot to all the things I touch on, there's still 100 things beyond that, but I just want to pick some highlights for people. I stressed out about it. I was freaking out. Like, I want to make sure I give people the best things.
All right, go for it.
Neoglyphics 2015. It is a event Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's on the lawn of the Arizona State Museum. This is not something, this is new to me. It's a live collaborative graffiti project. It's featuring indigenous artists from Arizona, California, Hawaii, New Mexico, Minnesota, and they're going to be doing a live graffiti work, street artwork, on the lawn of the Arizona State Museum. It's absolutely free. There's live music, food, art, fashion, sort of a glimpse into sort of modern, the cutting edge of native culture in America. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. This was out of left field, but it sounds like a good time. If you're looking for more information, it's at neoglyphix.org, neoglyphix.org. And so if you want something exciting and new, there's a good start.
Yeah, where did that come from? I'd never
no
heard
idea.
Of
it. No idea. None. I mean, obviously the Arizona State Museum covers a fair amount of indigenous art.
Yeah.
So I think it's just an extension of that. But, I had no idea there was a native graffiti movement. I guess I could have guessed as much. Then I didn't know they were having an event. All this stuff coming together sounds kind of amazing.
What else is going on?
So I don't know if you've heard about the 10 West event, which is currently happening. It's a combination of entrepreneurship, art, music, and technology. That's wrapping up on Saturday also. So start with Neoglyphix. Go over to this. Their art walk is happening from 5 p.m. to midnight. That's along East Tool, so the area from Congress down to Stone. It's absolutely free downtown. You can see things at 191 Tool, Studio One, the Steinfield Warehouse, Borderlands Brewing is having a show, an Exploded View, Micro Cinema. All these warehouses will have different art, exciting things going on. You can learn more about that at 10, the digits, 10west.co. Don't add the M to try and make it calm, because that won't work.
Well, that's a great way to have kind of a sampler, isn't it, of our kind of the downtown arts community.
And you never know what you don't know. One of these places might have an artist you're not familiar with. Just be like, wow, this is my new favorite thing. It's a great opportunity for that.
What else?
No risk, because it's free.
What else, Dan Gibson?
Well, I'd be remiss. Full disclosure, I'm on the UA Presents Advisory Board, but I would be remiss if I did not plug some UA Presents events, lots coming up, and some things at the crown jewel of downtown, the Fox Tucson Theater.
Mm-hmm.
October 22nd. If you enjoy the Cuban Latin jazz, you want to get up, you want to dance a little bit in the beautiful seats of the Fox, Chucho Valdez will be there. October 25th, also at the Fox, Eternal Tango with Hector Del Corto and his Tango Quintet. Mm. And then this is a great show, really an opportunity to see the best in young dance. October 30th through November 8th, you can see UA Dance. It's a program called Premium Blend. That's at the Stevie Eller Theater, and it's just a collection of all a number of different programs showing off the work that's being done at the U of A Dance School, which is, if people do not know, is one of the best dance schools in the country, if not the world. You can find out more about that at uapresents.org, and you can see all the fabulous things coming
to
various theaters.
Dan, I was going to say, I think it was a good move by UA Presents to spread the wealth, so to speak, to not just center everything at Centennial Hall, which is a fine performing arts center, but kind of spread the fun around, right?
Well, it's an opportunity. There, you can get shows that may not be the best fit for UA for the Centennial. Centennial is a big hall. You know, it holds about 2,300 people. So, I mean, it gives an opportunity to do shows at the Rialto. They've done some at Club Congress. They've done shows at Crowder Hall, which is obviously a smaller, more intimate theater. So it's just an opportunity to find the right show and put it in the right place. And I think, especially now that they have the marketing help of Broadway and Tucson and Niederlander Presents, you're going to see a real big push on these shows and just a real highlight of this real quality of programming that UA Presents brings to the community.
Entertainment and tourism certainly go hand in hand, and there's a report that just came out. You perhaps saw this, a national survey showing Tucson in the top five for destinations for holiday travel, which is certainly good for our tourism economy. Yes, Phoenix is in there too. I think Phoenix was four and we're number five. That's not too bad.
Not too bad for the huge amount of money that that Phoenix can throw at that stuff. No, I mean, it's partially just that it's an affordable place to stay, that you can come down here compared to a lot of other places, especially even Phoenix. The room rates are affordable. There's so much to do. I mean, obviously, this weekend and this week is no exception. Every weekend from now until the holidays, you're going to have dozens of choices of things to do. And that's those people don't necessarily always make those decisions because of those activities, but it does come into their, they want to come here and they want to be a part of things. They want to see different things, experience culture and food and music and all the great stuff that Tucson has to offer.
Yeah, I kind of look at it as travel enhancements, Dan Gibson.
That's what I would say. That's well put. I'm going to write that down.
There you
go.
I'm
just going to scratch that out.
Thanks.
I'll give you credit if
okay.
I can. I'll do my best.
Thanks, Dan Gibson, for being with us.
Anytime.
All right. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown. Speaking of Fox Tucson Theater, Saturday, November 7th, the Fox Theater presents ABBA, ABBA Fab, the premier ABBA experience. The premier ABBA experience is a stunning tribute to their music. Enjoy their hits like Waterloo, Fernando, Honey Honey, and Dancing Queen, of course. The sensational ABBA Fab journey will take you back to experience the high energy sights and sounds of the fabulous 70s and 80s. For more information and tickets to see ABBA Fab, the premier ABBA experience, November 7th, Melissa Etheridge, coming November the 10th, and Chubby Checker and the Wildcats November the 12th. So they got a great lineup of shows coming to Fox Tucson. Visit foxtucson.com. It's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. We have lots of local talk here, not just during the noon hour, but of course, this afternoon, 4 to 5, Mike Shaw does a fine job with his show, For Tucson at 4. 4 to 5 every weekday afternoon. Then, of course, we do 3 solid hours of local talk in the morning. Chris and Joe waking up Tucson from 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone and a different guest host every day. And then me, I'm Bill Buckmaster, back with you along with Ed Alexander. We'll be here at 12:04 for our midday edition of the lineup here at KVOI. And our special guest tomorrow, Dr. H.T. Sanchez, TUSD Superintendent. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.